Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas and After Dark Edition. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Miss Anna Fox.
That's dope.
Yes, ma'am. We brought it all for you. The applause. Yes. It's much needed. It's what's warranted. You're a superstar, Miss Lady.
Thank you
for coming on my couch and being a part of Private Talk After Dark.
Thank you for having me. This is lovely.
What have you been up to during these quarantine times? It's been a long time. We got to catch up.
Yeah, I feel like
just been fucking. All right, let's just throw it out there. Snowball effect. I like it. You know,
dick.
So, who have you been fucking?
Is
it a new boo? Is it like talent boo?
Yes.
Is it like how do you get? Where do you get these fucking privileges during COVID?
What?
I got none.
Oh,
I got
no.
Chipped.
Where do you find the dick during COVID? I was lucky enough to meet up with someone right before COVID. And when COVID started, we were like locked down. So it's like, hey, since
how does Anna Fox meet someone like, you know, civilian, like we like to say in porn world? Like,
it was,
you know,
definitely
someone who's not a sex worker.
Who's not throwing dick at the camera.
Or pussy lips can count too.
True facts. I was actually hooked up by my girlfriend, Misty Stone, hooked me up on like a blind date type of thing.
Were you nervous? Were you like, oh, fuck it? Because Misty, you never know. Misty, I love Misty to death, but you never know what kind of friend she's gonna be like, hey girl, but she's good people, so she's always gonna have your back.
She definitely had my back because I'm still humping him.
How big is it?
It's big, a fit.
Huh?
It's a fit because I'm not a size queen. I like puzzle pieces, you know, like when it fits and
you
I'm
found
like
your puzzle piece?
I found a puzzle piece. I have several puzzle pieces. I got a
there
whole
there you go, girl. Don't limit your puzzle piece.
Yeah, there's multiple puzzle pieces that have like entered the vagina. I'm like, you for life. I will fuck you for life. But I found a new one, which is very nice.
How many now does this make?
I'll say like carry the three.
Are we adding, subtracting numbers too?
Always.
We want the truth, Anna.
The truth is they're always leaving. Like the puzzle pieces be getting soggy and shit. You gotta take them off, get a new
but
one.
But they still like you go back into a Pandora's
yes.
box and you can read. Because it's not like adding numbers if you've already done it.
True. It's not. Yeah, yeah. No, they're my favorites.
Like, I think that's like porn terminology, like
yeah.
porn code. But that's at least what we tell each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just what happens.
Meh. Yeah, it's true. I prefer to have my like civilian dick and then like my porn dick, you know?
Nothing wrong with that. We have a variety of dicks. So you were fucking one dick during COVID.
Yeah.
Now that everything's kind of opened back up a little bit, especially with the industry, there's more rapid testing. We're doing it all frequently kind of thing. Are you fucking other dick now? Or are you doing only your solo stuff? Are you doing OnlyFans stuff? Are you contracted? Where can your pussy and holes be seen, Anna?
They's on the gram.
They's on the gram. You're going to get deleted these days. They're so fucking strict on the gram and sex workers.
I know. They hate us. I definitely have like new scenes coming out. I'm not venturing out there. I'm not on Tinder or nothing. I'm not like looking for new dick or anything like that. So I'm pretty content with the clean, safe dick. I'm just not ready. I feel like during COVID, like I used to be like super slut BC before COVID. I was super slutting it. I'd lick dirt, come off the floor. And now I'm like a prude. I'm like Blanche from the Golden Girls. Like I don't touch me unless you have rubies on your, you know, like.
Hey, evolution. You can't be the same person every single year. You know, that's kind of crazy because you have to evolve and that's just what life is.
Exactly.
And so you've already licked the ground. You've already done all the dirty things and it's okay to make changes.
Yeah.
So what other changes are you making and what are you doing now?
Yes. Well, I've been producing a lot for myself doing the OnlyFans thing. Thank God for OnlyFans. Shout out to everybody who jacks off to me. It's amazing.
Fuck yeah. Let's give them all a round of applause. Keeping the smile on her face.
Yeah.
Like during
COVID.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the producing for OnlyFans is pretty awesome. I was lucky enough to produce for Playboy, which was awesome. I shot Misty Stone.
That's awesome.
Because she gave me dick.
Hey, it's a present within its presence.
Yes. Well, and she's a goat. Like, I totally respect, like, the women that came before me in this industry. Like you, Misty, anyone else. there's lists of women, and I'm not going to start listing because I can't finish, but, you know, I just
and
think
we always finish.
Wait, yeah, y'all. Yes. I've had the pleasure of, like, secretly seeing beautiful people transform themselves during COVID, which is really nice.
That's awesome. You know, it's cool because, you know, it's one of those things that could, like, it's kind of, in a sense, people say make or break people, or, like, you know, because a lot of things, the world going on, and, you know, within ourselves too, mm-hmm. and being chaotic, not knowing where the business is going to go, what are we going to do, and, you know, we're so used to being, you know, workhorses, so, you know, say, and, like, going to conventions, and, you know, doing all these scenes and being, like, everywhere, you know. So then it really takes this toll and step back of, like, how do I still be a sex worker and enjoy what I do, but do it within my limits now?
Right, right.
You know, and everybody has their own, and that's fine. But the thing is, because of who, you know, you are and the success that you've had is what keeps those fans keep going and going to your OnlyFans and seeing what, you know, the new, not the new you, but what you've evolved to be. If it's producing and not just being in front of camera. And, you know, people like with Misty and myself, it's like when you see people like yourself coming from, you know, when you first started to now, it's really cool to see you blossom into what it's all become for you.
Exactly, yeah. And I think low key, like, COVID has been like a blessing in disguise. Because I didn't realize, you don't realize, like, what you could do until, like, you know, opportunities are taken away. So I used to, like, strive for shooting for these companies that specifically want you to have, like, short red nails or, like, this, this, that, you know, shave your butthole in a triangle or whatever. And I'm like, what, you know, COVID took all that away. So now I put all the power in my hands to do, like, literally whatever the fuck I want. And that was, like, amazing and powerful. So it was really cool to be able to step up to the plate and see all of my friends do it, too. Like, all of us got the opportunity to be, like...
Definitely empowering.
Empowering as fuck.
It kind of, like, took away for a long time. It's like, you know, we do all the hard work, we do all these things, but we never really get reap the benefits, per se, of what was going on. And so it's like when you see the counter, like, the flip and change of, like, ownership of what, you know, what your ownership of your own content can be, it's really cool to see what it is and, like, who needs you who at this point in time.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Because things have definitely changed within the industry. You know what I mean? But it's also too, you know, for good and bad, you know, reasons. And everybody has its good and bad things. But it's like, I feel like as long as you're allowed to change within the times and you use it and make it into your own.
Yeah. The power shift is fucking crucial. I love it. You know, companies are still able to keep afloat. And now, like, independent women or men are able to just be, like, at that, coming up on the skirt tails of the companies, you know, like.
So are you only shooting for your OnlyFans or are you shooting for other companies?
I'll shoot for other companies, like, but it's like before, like, you kind of used to have to say yes to anything that came your way. But now I'm like, no, I don't want to do a gangbang. No, I want to wait for something elaborate or cool or worth my time, like. I don't want to fuck any, no offense, but I don't want to fuck 18-year-olds, 21-year-olds. I'm 32. I'm good. You know, I want, like,
R&B. But why do you feel like that was a bad thing to say no before COVID?
It just wasn't, it didn't seem like an option. It seemed, like, disrespectful to turn things down or, like, bitchy. Like, if somebody's like, oh, you want to shoot for instance, Reality Kings. And if you say no, then, you know, Reality
you're
Kings
kind of... You're difficult to deal with, or you're one of those, or whatever like that. Right. I get that. It's funny, you know, in a woman industry type of that, it's like, you don't want to... You want to be successful and be a boss, but you also don't want to teeter a line and step on anybody's toes.
Right.
So it's a really hard, you know, shift has changed, but it's like... It's cool, and I think in an essence of finding yourself in these times is because those are things that should be... been doing it already.
Right,
but
yeah.
But you also weren't in the place to really receive those things is because you also are just getting your name out there and, you know, being who you are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's cool that you've shifted back into what you're wanting to do.
Yes.
Take the power back, girl.
Take it.
So what do you see yourself doing with all of that now?
I just really want to give...
You want to shoot or produce for more companies, direct for more companies?
Yeah. I feel like I've done all of the things on my, most of the things on my bucket list. So I'm like good on the fucking in front of camera. I might, you know, make a debut or whatever for like things that tickle my fancy. But for the most part, like I'd like to see other people that I've seen not be in certain roles, you know, that I think deserve it. There's a lot of women that get like kind of like a princess treatment and like constantly get like the top spot. And I've seen other girls just like waiting on the sidelines forever. So
why
I just
do you
kinda,
think that is, that dynamic?
I think our industry is afraid to change the norm. Like if they get good numbers on like stepsisters, fucking stepbrothers, and they don't want to shift from that, they'll stick to that till the
politics
fall
is really kind of real.
The politics, and I'm not political, so I just want to come in here and like disrupt that.
Do your job, do your thing.
Yeah, like, do your job. I see girls that should have got perfect attendance, you know, and then they show up, they're here, and I'm just like, I want to see
and
you.
That, yeah. And that's the difficult part about being like so much in a women empowerment type of situation too. Mm-hmm. It's because even like with the AVN awards and everything like that. So it's like female performer of the year yeah. and everybody strives to do that, but it's like, so no matter, hard. You know, in myself, mm-hmm. I was, you know, a top performer in all kinds of things, but I never won it. I was yeah. nominated in some years in my top years. I was never even nominated for it, which at that time I couldn't fathom of why that happened. But you're it like, also why? Too, it was made me realize then it's like, it doesn't matter. Everybody's doing a good job. No one yeah. can, like, yes, we do like different scenes and like different genres or whatever, and that's okay. But mm-hmm. it's nobody fucks anybody better than anybody else.
No,
so it's like, how do you classify certain things? And that's why it's like almost kind of like favoritism or politics sometimes definitely. In those things. Not saying that these people don't deserve it, because right. they do.
Agreed.
But I also think that it's, it should be, the love should be spread about more, I guess. Definitely. And not so much, you know, one-sided. I feel yeah. like it sometimes can be that way. And in a lot of years, like even since I've been in the yeah. business, and it's been a while since I've even been mm-hmm. in that category.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've been here for, I think it's safe to say, like 10 years, and I've seen that repetition happen, like, for the last decade, you know? And I'm like, I know it's been here before, and it is probably going to continue in the future, which is fine. As long as I can give people a place to feel proud of what they're in or what they're performing in, then that makes me feel better as a performer.
What did you think? Because, you know, recently we just AVN passed, and now mm-hmm. it was the first time ever because of COVID and everything, it was virtual. Did you yeah. attend it? Did you like it? Did you see, like, what did you think about that? And do you think that that's the wave of what award shows are going to be now?
I didn't want to personally attend, like I didn't want Anna Fox's name to be shown as attending for AVN because in the way that they've personally treated me, I didn't think they deserved me to be there. So instead I went over my best friend's house, Lotus Lane, shout out bitch. And we drank wine and just sat in the corner on the laptop and talked shit about it, which was very nice to be able to speak and not have the person behind you. Cause everybody's talking shit at AVN anyway, you know, yeah. but you're like, have to be quiet cause the director you're talking about is behind you or the bitch is over there, you know, whoever. So it was very nice to be able to like see it,
see with your what friends they produce, and do your own kind of like your own thing couch and not, talk. Of
yeah,
like, you know,
my feet weren't talk. Fucked up. Yeah, our own little pillow talk. Our feet weren't fucked up. I felt some type of way because they did nominate more people of color than ever before, and like less had won. Mm-hmm. And then the people of color that did win were like, what do you mean? This is like a huge win for us. And I'm like, if you've seen how we've been treated through like the past, today, yesterday, tomorrow, and this makes you proud, then so be it. But I feel differently, you know? And I just want AVN to put their money where their mouth is.
So you say AVN, how they've treated you. How can you talk about that more into how
sure.
they treated you?
Personally, Tony from AVN put a meeting together with Black performers at the beginning of the pandemic to just have open discussion about, like, how do you guys feel being represented? And it was very passionate. We were like, we don't feel like you care, you know? And he basically said he didn't want to talk to us anymore. And he was like, we don't want to have a Black host for AVN. And then 24 hours later, he changed his mind, which kind of undercut everything that we said, you know, like you, what? We just like, people were crying and asking him to change things and he didn't and then changed it. So it was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Why did we
didn't feel
that?
Like you were heard after what yeah. you said. It's like, why ask us if you're not going to change anything or make a change?
Right. So it kind of felt like a slap in the face personally. And it felt weird just because I felt like Tony's a gay man, so I thought he would be able to like understand more where we were coming from, but instead he was offended. And for us telling him what he asked us to tell him. So just
you're like, what am I doing wrong? I'm telling you my truth.
Yeah, we're not gonna, like, performers have been silenced a lot lately, and like the COVID and the shutdown has given us platforms to talk. And when you ask people to speak, you should listen and like, you know, do something about it. Don't just like listen and then like turn it off and that's it, you know, like do something, you know, let them know that you heard them. And that really, really wasn't reciprocated. And the way that he thought he did well was by giving us Kier to host it. And I was like, it didn't seem fair, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just personally didn't really appreciate it.
And that's fair. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, at that time, it's like when you're being asked how you feel, then why would not listen? You know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's one of those things, it's time for change. If any, not now, then why, you know, it's more time than ever right now.
Yeah, we literally had a break to think, like a time off. We've been on time out.
Well, hopefully things change with that.
They will. They are. I see things changing. It's not all bad. You know, it's just like my point of view is just a little bit more aggressive because I'm in my corner. So But it's still not bad. You know, it was a big step for them to even talk to us and to hear us and to like feel embarrassed. You know, these are things that need to happen. Like people.
Well, sure. And if you don't speak up about it, then nothing's ever going to change. You know, right. Even at that time, if that wasn't the time it's going to happen, it's going to, you have to keep on speaking up. You keep, yeah. keep on showing up until, you know, something does change. Because, right. you know, it's not fair to have that inequality of what it is.
Exactly. And then the talking, the discussions have made changes, big changes, like XBIS forums, their little talks throughout the summer and everything. Everything like I've seen, I found out a lot of things about the industry I didn't even know. I didn't know rates were so like scattered over body type and race and weight or whatever, you know, and it's just like enlightening, or, you know, and seeing people come together to fix these problems is also like exciting, you know, like seeing like new performer site, like activism in performers. I'm like,
what? But I think that's also a cool thing is because it's like, it's about evolving, not only as a performer, but in age of it too, is like, right. you start to, when you're young and when you first start, you don't worry about those things. You're just having fun.
Literally.
You don't know the dynamics of what it really is rooted into and what you're getting into bed with. Literally. You
literally.
Know what I mean? So it's like, you kind of have to navigate, and that's why I feel like a lot of people didn't know when to speak up or how to speak yeah. up or what to say and what mm-hmm. how your feelings validated or anything like that. But again, you know, shame, you know, it has to happen where, you know, the more you talk about it, the more, you know, change is a must, what's gonna yeah. have to happen.
It's awesome. Like, I'm super proud of everybody that spoke up on whatever the issues were. You know, mine is race because I'm black. You know, this girl had that. This girl had that. This guy had this. And everybody's issues came up. They were so relevant. They were so heard. Some things I wasn't even aware of. So it brought awareness. And it's just like, it's all for the greater good. Like,
everybody struggles in their yeah. own thing. And everybody's, you know, experience in the industry, too, is very different. What happens to me, it's different from the next girl. And then, you know, even with dudes, you know,
yeah.
their situation and their level of what they yeah. what they experience and have to like go through mm-hmm. is very different.
Yes.
Do you remember your first scene or your first time on set?
Yes, I super do. It was lit.
Can you tell Private Talk about it?
Yes. It was for Reality Kings. I played Hide and Go Get It. And I forget the director's name, but it was a woman. And I just thought it was so cool to have like a woman with a camera, like, it's, you know, the camera person gets like intimate when you're in the sex scene. And she's like at one point, like literally standing over us, getting an over the top shot. And I was just like looking up at her and the guy, it was Michael
you're like,
Vegas.
Who do I look at?
Yeah, it was just like pretty exciting. Like I thought it was weird for myself that I wasn't nervous to have sex on camera. I was just like nervous to like have makeup done and like, do I look dumb? Like, do I know the lines? Like, you know, just simple stuff. The
were
sex
you always
camera.
A really, like, sexual person?
I feel like I was, but not necessarily having sex. You know, like, I was thinking about sex really young, like, pretty, like, analyzing it. Like, I wasn't, like, having sex in high school or anything like that. Just because I didn't want to just...
Sexually aware.
Sexually aware, not necessarily sexually active. And I saw my friends like wasting their sex kind of thing. Like, oh, you fucking the guy on the football team and now he's making fun of you in the quad. Now you look dumb. You know,
yeah, yeah.
That's the last thing that I want, like to get some dick and then look dumb in the quad. So I was trying to like strategically plan how to fuck and how to make it work. And then I came across porn and it just seemed like the most natural, like, oh, yeah, cool.
So were you an avid porn watcher before?
No. I thought porn just seemed like detached because it didn't seem... Like, I'm yeah. not in it, so it doesn't, it didn't make sense to me. Like, that's not, I'm not touching it. So it doesn't feel, like, good to me, you know, to watch porn. Now it does, because I can, like, pick what I want to watch. Before, when I was, like, immature in porn, I didn't know what to search or what to look up. So I was just looking at weird things that didn't make sense to me.
What are some of those weird things?
Yeah. I remember the first porn I had seen, my cousins, you know, your cousins do bad shit, and they're like, come look at this. So they show me this porn, and they're putting a dildo on the girl, and she was squirting, and I thought...
You say they? Like, how many? Was this a gangbang?
I think it was, like, two dudes, and a dude was putting, like a this color blue dildo in the girl's pussy, and she was, like, squirting. And I thought they were popping water balloons inside of her because it didn't make sense.
Cute.
I was like, yeah. So I was like, oh, water balloons pop inside of vaginas. Awesome.
You're young. You don't know what it is. You know, like not knowing.
Right. I definitely, you know, like your brain doesn't grasp it until you've done it.
So what are you searching nowadays on your Pornhub search?
I started looking up very interesting. I guess it's, fuck. It's. Female to male trans clits, like they're like big clits and they rub them with each other. It's kind of like tiny dicks. And I just don't know why. It's like they're so intimate. Like when they do it, it's like lesbian porn, but they're really like you can see them scissoring because their clits are so big. So it's like It's like excites
me.
Like
the IMAX, kind yeah. of like up close and personal.
Yeah, it's like inflated clits.
So how did you like go down this rabbit hole to find this genre? I didn't even know this exists.
Me either, but tequila will get you there. Tequila and a Saturday night.
I was going to say, is this a Saturday night special?
Yes, ma'am.
Search that Pornhub song.
I didn't even search it. It was just like, you know, like when it keeps suggesting things at the bottom, it's just like, I just was like looking, like kind of like watching Netflix on Pornhub.
Yeah, I don't really know the site, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't masturbate to like seeing things. I think it can do more to my like my thoughts or like I can.
Your spank bank.
Yeah.
Like I love those types of things.
Like that's like, yeah, I can masturbate at weird times.
Yeah, the spank bank is my shit. I'd be like,
What's the craziest thing you've done on set?
Probably anal. Probably anal.
Can you explain why? Is anal supposed to be a great thing for you? You look like you just went back to a whole scene memory time and like your butthole perked up. You're like, oh my God, what's happening?
My butthole was like, I'll answer that question.
You want to stand up and show everybody? Let's see what happened.
She's retired.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
I feel like you can get hired to do gangbangs and like kink and things like that. There's so many genres of sex, but anal is extreme, you know, like.
But is this like one, like how many times have you done an anal scene? Several?
Several. I've done anal for a minute, and it's just every time I do anal, like the whole, it's like 24 full hours of prep, not just like before a scene. You wake up in the morning and it's like, oh, 4 hours, you know, before you get to set, you're like, oh, I'll take a shower. Brush my teeth.
Okay, well, explain an anal day for private talk. Ooh.
So I wake up at 4 a.m. before I do anal, and I go in the bathroom, smoke a cigarette, drink a half a glass of wine, and start cleaning out my butthole. And it takes until like 7 o'clock a.m. for me to be completely sure that only Fiji water is coming out. Because I've been on set and shit and things happen, and I've seen, for as many accidents as I might have had, I've seen other girls be completely like, I'm like, I never want to be that bitch. Never, never. Like,
you're like, not happening.
No,
that's why
no.
I think I was so afraid to do anal, because I'm like, I'm such a control freak. I'm like, how do you know? And I have a big butt, so they want the biggest fucking dick inside my ass. And I'm
of
like,
of course.
It has to be like worth it for the dick.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I feel like it's not worth it anymore. Like, it's definitely fun to try it out for my curiosity. I'm a super curious person, and I want to try everything at least once. I tried anal like 20 times, but
do you do it in your personal life with your COVID boo?
Not really. No, I'd rather not, because I don't have the time to. I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m.
But do you really feel like you have to prep every time? Like, sometimes I feel like people like spontaneous. It's not like you have to doing a monstrous, like crazy things.
I understand. I'm not that you're confident. You're like,
I'm not the one.
I'm not that confident. Like, people.
Are you just an overthinker? Like, why do you think?
I think so. Yeah. And I want to be like, I talk a lot of shit too. So if I'm going to talk shit about this girl that just shit on the floor, I can't be that bitch shitting on the floor. You know, it's just like.
That wouldn't be cute.
Yeah. No, it's not a good look. It would make me a hypocrite. So.
Have you shit on the floor?
No, not yet. I've not had like yet. Little poops like on little things, like little tiny little rabbit dots and things, but I've seen girls like super soaker, like poof, shit, like a comedy movie.
What's the worst situation that you've seen?
Ooh, it's like it's a two part. This okay. One girl.
Part one happened.
Part one, it was a girl gangbang and we had strap-ons. This girl was getting fucked in the eye.
Yes, private talk. I hope you're liking. Subscribe to this episode.
Like this.
Do it. Comment. You know you're liking it, Anna Fox.
It was tell like us. This. Yes. She was on me first, and then she went to the other shop on. And when she got off, her butthole was like a fire hose, and it just like sprayed.
She shit on you?
Not on me. She switched from me to the other girl, and then she sprayed up the girl. Like, since she got off the dick, it went... Just, and it was so fast and like a lot and hilarious.
It was so fast.
It was fat. It came, you know, super soakers. Like it really came out like I was like, everyone.
And it was
shook.
Like not clear.
No, not clear. Not clear. You know, Guinness.
Ah!
It looked like someone shook up a Guinness and was like.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Yes, it wasn't me, but...
it was your dick that did it, your fake one.
I probably started it. I probably stirred it up, and then the other girl just, like, pulled it out, and I was like, oh, it was like...
So that's part one. I'm afraid of it. Let's see what's part two.
Part two, you know...
I need a drink after that.
Let's drink to that.
Oh, here's to you never shitting.
Never shitting. No, honey. No shitting. Ooh, in 2021.
Child. If I had pearls, I would clutch them.
They're clutched. They are clutched. Someone has them.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let's see. Part two, private talk. Here, are you ready?
Part two. It's so funny because this one over there works for that company. They're nasty. They do nasty things.
I believe it. If she works for them, I'm sure.
She works for them. So this motherfucker, Adriano's like fucking this girl in the ass. And it was like her second time. And so she was asking me all these questions before the scene. And I was like, girl, I don't know. Like, if once you're here, like, if you didn't have it down once you're here, like, the clock is ticking. I don't know what more advice I can give you.
What is she asking you? Like, how to take the dick or, like, how to, like warm up? Like,
yeah,
what?
Like, warm up questions and things. And I was like, it's D-Day. Like, you got it.
You're like, she's asking and searching for your advice. You're like, fuck it, girl. You go out there. It's you
now
get
or
it
never. Done. Now or never. Like,
this poor girl's gonna get fucked with a dick that's like this big,
bitch. This like you literally a foot up your ass.
Is that why you're afraid of anal?
A little bit. A little cautious. You know.
I see you wincing up over here.
Like, every oh. time I'm like,
ah. It's a flashback. Oh my god.
So those was my thirsty days though. So they were like, okay, let's set up this shot, and they put the girl's butt here and her legs is up, and I was like, I'm gonna go down and lick the balls while you fuck her. And he's like, that's great, Anna, do that. And I was like, yeah. So her butt's like on top of my head, and I was like, his balls are so long and stretchy that they could totally like reach. And I was like, blah blah blah, like Thanksgiving. And they're going in, and like she's doing it, and I'm doing it. And I was like, yay, this is so cute. We had good chemistry. And then he takes the dick out, and like everybody like goes, oh, like disappointed. And I was like, what? Oh. What? And then I feel all this like warm liquid just like slowly coming down. And I was like,
no, oh, she shut your head. Oh,
she Nickelodeon slimed me, bro. Like it was like a lot. It was, we were like, he was like, so we should stop. Yes, we should stop. I should take a shower. Yes, we all, the house need a shower. The fuck? All bad.
What do you do when someone shits on your head?
I was so mad because I had just like my weave was like low key new, and like when you put oil and it was like shit and lube, so it's like my weave glue done. So we had to finish the scene, and I had my bangs was like this, like two hairs.
Gotta get that cum shot, girl. You gotta know, get you that gotta. Cum
and
shot.
And they're just like, yeah, let's just finish. And I'm like, oh, bruh, okay, fuck.
Or let's, we're not getting paid. No one's getting paid if we can't do it.
If Anna. There's no cum.
Peer pressure like a motherfucker.
Like a mother. But we finished it. We finished it. I just definitely, every time I see her, I'm like,
shitty Nickelodeon person.
Shitty. She's still around.
Do you hold a grudge because of that?
It's not a grudge. But it's just kind of funny.
Do you continue to work with her?
Yeah, I would definitely. I definitely have worked with her. And it's funny.
Like you try to get her back somehow?
I can't. Like, I wish I was that savage to just shit on her back, but I... How do you get someone back when they shit on you? Like, that's like the ultimate. She got me. Got nothing.
There's no going back.
She literally dropped a bomb on me.
I wonder if she even knows the damage she's done.
She knows. She knows. She for a minute, she was like, like every time I would see her, she would apologize.
Can you tell us her name?
And can I?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's do it.
Really?
I want the truth.
I
want
to know. I cannot know now.
I'm going to tell you off camera.
Why? Let's hear private talk needs to know. If she knows she shit on you, she knows she's sorry. This is how you get her back. We're going to tell everyone. This is how you get her back on Private Talk After Dark.
Who? What do you say? No. What do you say? He says yes, and you say yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna just do this. I'm gonna say what rhymes with her name, and then you're gonna know. You're okay. gonna know. Okay.
I hope so. I'm bad at these games.
I'll give you clues, and you're okay. gonna know. So okay. The first clue, you're already gonna know. She has dreads. Boom. You know.
Who has dreads?
There's only like one person in porn that has dreads.
I'm old. I don't know if would I be around in this time.
Yeah.
Who is it? Oh, shit. Who is it? Julia K?
No, it's not her. It's not her. She's fine, though. I mean, she could shit on me, though. But no, it wasn't her.
Tell us. We want to know. I'm out at this guessing game. Who's Julia?
I think everybody kind of knows, though. It's okay. We'll tell you. I think
well,
they know.
Well, we want to know. Private Talk wants to know.
Private Talk
wants to know. This is how you get her back. We want to know.
Oh, Lord.
Tell us who the shitter on your head was.
I'll say, her name is her.
I think you have it inside you. Give it to us. Hey,
the Instagram. You're so messy. I love it.
Your secret's not stay with us. It's stay with everybody.
Her name's Kiera.
Kiera. Oh, God.
It's Kiera.
Kiera.
It's Kiera. Yeah. But she has a nice butt. I mean,
hey, you know,
it was the cutest person that could shit on your head. Hey. You know, at least she's like hella cute.
At least she apologized. You know, if she just shit on you and didn't apologize, then it'd be a real shitty situation. But that wasn't the case. She at least apologized a couple times afterwards.
A few times, yes. And she was so
cute.
I mean,
what else can you really do? You know what I mean? Shit happens.
Literally, but it was kind of like having like an adorable bunny shit on your head. So it's like, I didn't really need an apology.
Did she help you wash it?
No, I don't think, no.
Did you want her not to touch you after that?
I think I was just like shocked and like needed to go home and be like, fuck. Like when I took my wig off and I got home, I was like, wow.
This is what I'm doing.
Then I looked at my check and I was like, fair enough.
Worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah, I'm definitely. I knew what I was getting myself into. So I was like, yeah, okay. All right. At least you paid for it.
One thing you don't know about me, I don't sleep well. My mind races because of all the years of late night appearances. I'm just always up and I can't decompress. So I found Sunday Scaries and it works for me. It helps me kind of decompress from my day and get a good night's sleep. To prove it to you, I got 25% off for all my fans. Go to sundayscaries.com and use my promo code PRIVATETALK and you get 25% off. They're amazing and I know you'll love them. So what is your favorite scene?
I really like orgies, like group scenes and those one-on-ones where I get to pick.
So what's your favorite orgy scenario?
I had one for my birthday when I turned 30.
Was this not on camera? This was just on your personal
life? It was on camera, but it was like...
Is this something that you just frequently like to do, these types of things? You seem like a really adventurous person.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio, so I kind of like take dares. It's like a thing. And I feel like when somebody's like, hey, you want to fuck me and my friends? I'm like,
yeah. Okay.
Yes, I'll bring my friends, you bring your friends, we could be friends. It's like a Diddy song, you know.
More people need friends like you.
Yes, yes.
Sharing is caring.
It's like match.com.
Literally, puzzle pieces.
Hosemeat.com.
Hosemeat.com, yes. Maybe you got something coming there.
Yes, I've had orgies in my personal life too, as well as on camera, but they're always pretty fun. On camera or not.
Are they like pre-planned or is it like spontaneous?
I'd prefer pre-planned. I don't like spontaneous. Yeah. I'm like that whenever somebody's like.
But how do you do that in your personal life? Like you're like, hey, everybody meet me at this time. Or is it like you're at a bar and you're like, oh, fuck it. Let's all go home. Like that's kind of spontaneous. No.
Well, in porn, it's easy because everybody's here and we're
all tested. So it's only with porn people.
Yeah, I don't think I've done one.
So if you're at a porn party, you're going to fuck like five people there.
I'll fuck the porn people, yeah.
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 So it's a free-for-all.
Pretty much. For all the porn people, come get it. Like, and then, like, you know, if you have dimples and you're not in porn, you can get it, too. It's cool, you know? They could be in the face or the ass, you know, anywhere.
Guys, girls. You don't discriminate.
No. I'm an equal opportunity employer.
I like that. That was how, like, we did a road trip for Meme. I directed.
That was fun.
And we went to Arizona. And we had lots of crazy times. I had you wear a tail.
Yes, I had it for a little bit.
It was really funny because there was several stories from that trip, but there was the one that y'all were all afraid because y'all were like, we can't have someone in the scene with us, Jesse, because she was like taking everybody, ripping everybody's tails off. And we're like, we feel scared for our lives.
That shit was funny. But I wasn't, low key, I wasn't even mad at her. I just was mad that I wasn't her. I was like, damn, she's sitting here ripping people's
tails. She tried to fight Sophia. She broke her phone. She threw rice in my bed.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Her and what's her name? The one we were talking about earlier. What is her name?
Was it at the S?
What is her? Skylar.
Yeah.
Skylar. No, her and Jesse were fighting and they threw rice on my bed and literally rice was everywhere. You know how rice is difficult to get out of anything? And
it's sticky.
So mad.
Sticky.
So mad. There was a lot of fun. What is one of your fun stories from that house?
Man, I think like the first night it felt like real world where you're just like, who's gonna get fucked up first?
So wasn't it the girl that was like the, was her name Charlie? She did one scene only with me and Jesse and left the business.
Gone. It was like Survivor, like who's falling off the island first? I just kind of like, she didn't make it. And I kind of was like rooting for her.
You're like the underdog?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
She was friendly, but she...
Yeah, she wasn't ready.
She didn't know. I felt bad because Jesse was on a warpath. I was she like, got her. You can't. We had like, it was like we had shot stuff all day long and we did the final scene at night. And it was in the hot tub, and I felt like she almost got drowned.
It's like you guys gave like a baby bird to like a savage beast. She was
like, if you say you guys know, she was not an adult.
That's it's true.
She went and did it. I didn't know the extent, but Jessie's just a aggressive performer. That's how she performs.
No, I felt it. I felt it.
It was very intense. And I don't think for her first scene, she was ready for Alexis Texas.
Yeah, and you and Jesse.
In the same scene, I was smashing her face. I was like suffocating her with my ass. She couldn't breathe. Jesse's smacking her pussy. She's like, come for me, come. And I'm like, I would be afraid to come. Like, I'm like,
she probably was like, have you ever seen like a guy? Well, we've all seen it. But like when guys struggle in scenes and they're like, oh my God. And everybody's like, oh, we're just waiting for you to come. She's like, oh, she's like a guy just like, I'm trying so hard to get my boner. Poor baby.
So what was one of your favorite stories?
Trying to guess who was going to fall off first and being completely wrong. Like, I totally had like, everyone flipped and
so
meeting
Jesse.
So who did
you think? What was your going in the house? Your expectations going into the house?
The expectations going in the house, I was like, I hope everybody likes how I eat pussy.
That's a good one to have when you're having an all-girl movie.
Yeah, I really like eating pussy. I have pretty big lips. Girls have lips.
That's important.
They match, you know, it's pretty good. And then I was like, oh, I want you to sit on my face. And
I sat on your face.
So I was very happy, like pretty low maintenance, you know.
It goes around that the whole thing too, but like when you're directing and when you're like in a performer, but when you're female, it's like, do I touch you? Do I not? Is it sexual? What lines do you cross? And like, I'm a performer, so I'm in a movie too, but I'm directing. I'm a camera person in this part. But then I was like, she asked me to sit on her face. So I would hold the camera. I don't know.
Ready. It was super fun.
Sometimes the booty gets heavy. You gotta sit on someone's face.
True. I think the boat too. I forgot about the boat. The boat was funny. Yeah. You got everybody. You were like, you twerk. I was like, oh. Alexis.
I can't. Did you twerk for me?
I did, but I wasn't ready. Like, I was like irritated because I was like twerking like like all.
Do you want to redeem yourself and twerk for us now?
Damn it.
I mean, you walked right into that, Anna. I mean,
I should have known.
You walked right into that.
I need a beat.
Damn it. Play something. I need a beat or beatbox. We need.
Oh no, I'm scared. Don't. Your phone doesn't have service.
Annie, your phone this doesn't is have your time. Service. Private talk after dark. She's gonna redeem herself right here, right now. She twerked from the boat in Arizona, but she said she was scared.
It was bad.
You know, so she wants to redeem herself from Miss Texas.
I don't think I was scared. I think you know when you're high and you're spaced out.
Was it like, how did you do it? Was it just
I just stood up and I was like twerking and I didn't hear anything happening behind me. And
so
I was
there
like,
was no twerk. It was just kind of like, it was going in the wind.
I think I was stiff because I was like on a sativa stoned and I was just like, damn, I'm
better than
this.
Well, this is your chance. Once we get my DJs, you know.
I'm black. We're known for this. Come on.
This is why. I mean, I was like, I don't know if I thought it was bad. Maybe I thought it was everybody else's wasn't that, you know. Not everybody can twerk.
True, true.
No.
Oh!
Hey. All right, private talk.
I got like 10 seconds of twerk in me, so don't be disappointed.
You give us what you want. This is you. This is you. Hey, redeem yourself, girl. Hey, Anna Fox. Let's show Miss Texas how you
it's
twerk.
It's sweaty. It's sweaty.
It's all right. Let it go, girl. Let it go. Hey. Oh, private talk. Do you like what you see? Hey, she's redeeming herself.
Wait,
ooh.
I gotta show the cheat.
Hey, yes, it's private talk after dark. Hey. Okay, I see you've been having some quarantine moves.
It.
Hey, you
I've been learning.
Yes, ma'am. Do you do it on the dick though?
you sometimes. Not every night. I'm tired.
I love it. We're going to give you an applause for that.
Thank you.
You definitely redeemed yourself. It was not stiff.
Thank you.
You were on some level ground. No boat shaking.
No boat shaking.
No sativa.
No sativa. And I'm like, thanks to quarantine, my cheeks have grown a little bit more to like an ass. I feel like I have a butt.
I think you've always had a nice butt. You've always had a nice body. You're a beautiful lady. You're just like, I just want to touch you.
Thank you.
You're too far. Yes. I'll sit on your face any day, girl. Wow. Yeah, suffocate. I think you even like did you the whole it. Challenge. Like, I feel like I test people. I always see like, how, like, can you count how many numbers can you go? How many seconds can you go with Miss Texas? Should be a game.
Oh yeah. I feel like I'm like a competitive sub person, but I'm also like a switch, so I'm pretty dominant too.
We played some games too, I feel like, in Arizona.
That was, the whole trip was fucking fun. The last scene was hilarious. I don't remember quite what happened, but I remember that it was funny.
It's always fun time with me.
Yes.
It was a road trip house. I think we did three movies in that one trip. It was a lot.
Didn't you win an award for it?
I did, just recently.
Amazing.
Thank you. I'm going to give myself a round of applause. Thank you, Avian. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
No, but finally. I know, right? It took so long. Like, I didn't even know that it came out at the time because we did so many. So it's like, you know, then we had so much stuff already going out. But yeah, no, I did see that award. But yes, it was a fun time. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I appreciate you for being on it.
Thank you.
It was fun. It was like a lot of personalities. You never knew like who's going to like get mixed, who's not, who's going to like be fun, who's going to be boring in their room, who's going to start drama. Gonna do any of that.
It was fun. I really like, I mean, I like people watching and like group scenarios and shit like that, and then like the games was fun.
You're just a naughty girl. You like group activities.
I'm in
sexual
there.
Group activities.
I'm in there.
All right, we're gonna play Truth with Texas.
Lordy, let's go.
Are you ready to play Truth with Texas?
Yes. C.
All right, you're gonna answer some naughty questions.
Okay.
Be a good girl.
I think the answer is true to all of them.
But let's see. You're gonna be descriptive in these answers. All right. Here we go. Pick a card. We're gonna see which suit is ace you're gonna get. They're all different type of question.
Do I look at it?
You tell me what it is too. Ace of hearts. It's a romantic question.
Are you a
romantic?
Sexual lady? I'm so like super like I like don't want to offend anybody by saying that I'm super gay, but I'm super gay.
Super Explain romance. To I'm private down. Talk what that means.
I love like romance stuff.
You like all the corny things, yep. All the like little hearts and like all
do
the
it.
Little
bless it.
Check yes or no.
Yes. I do it to myself. Like I put rose petals in the tub for me on Tuesdays. So anybody doing anything extra.
See, that's where it starts. It's like if you're doing it for yourself, you're setting the tone. So yes. If you can do it for yourself, then you have to make your match.
I expect.
Does your COVID boo do these things for you?
Oh, of course.
You
I would
conditioned
not.
Him?
Yes. he came
You need
conditioned.
A little training. A little training or a little push because some people just don't know what people like, so it's like you have to kind of like either tell them or they see you doing it, and so they like just get receptive and get, you know,
they match. They figure it out.
Are you a sexter? Being that you're
kind
porn,
of
is it, do you send the same picture to like several people?
See, when I finally get like a good picture, I'll definitely be like, you get a picture. Yeah, it's that, you know, that twilight lighting on the booty cheek type of, you know, everybody.
When you know it's good. You're like, I just can't not share with like five of my boyfriends.
It's a shame. Everybody needs to know.
Or girlfriends,
all of them.
What was your first sexual experience like?
Oh, so funny. I feel like mine was different than a lot of my friends. I was like one of the only I got like these blue lace booty shorts, and I was like, this sexiest thing I could buy at the swap meet. About to fuck this guy in my room with my Barbie dolls all over. And this guy was in this dance group with me, and I invited him over to study dance.
You're studying dancing? Okay. Your moves in the bedroom?
Yeah, I guess. And then I was like, I got these condoms that are colorful. And I pulled out the pink one, and I was like, let's try sex. And he was like, no. You're a virgin. And I was like, but I'm ready. I showed him my underwear, and he's like, they were
like,
so
what are
big.
You doing?
They were low key so big, like they're like this thick. And I was like,
I'm sexy.
I'm so sexy, bitch.
And he didn't think they were sexy.
I think he was concerned for my mental health.
So he shut it down.
He shut it down, but he still fucked. So It was like a shutdown, and I was like, oh, and then he's like, well,
if you really want to, just suck my dick.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Do you like to role play in your personal life?
Yeah, role play is fun.
What is your favorite thing to play?
Your
favorite character you have?
I feel like I like doing like the teacher student thing, and like the switch, like sometimes I'm the teacher, sometimes I'm the student.
How do you discipline your students?
Spanking, nipple touching, blowjobs. I'm like, this dick has been so bad. I'm gonna discipline it with a blowjob.
Is that the kind of things that you sell on your OnlyFans too?
No, on my OnlyFans, it's like opposite, like different, like more personal. Like I'll be like, here's my feed and here's me being drunk in my bed, you know, just so it's for like,
well, in the day of the life kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, super me. If they ask for things, I try to give them what they ask for. And I try to give them like better quality than like just, I hate when people are like, let's film content. And they put their phone over there and they're like humping, you know, I'm like, no, I need some movement, man. I need that porno vision, you know, and they're like, I need that.
You need that porno vision. What is it like the binocular? What are those things? The new way that people
Oculus?
Are virtual. Yes. Those
yeah.
Things.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen porn like that?
Yeah. I had, I went over this guy's house and he like let me see my own porn on it. So I thought we were going to get freaky. I thought he was going to let me watch me and then like, fuck me.
didn't happen?
No. So disappointed.
How was that? What is it, a turn on? Was it weird? Like how, like, cause for me, like I've seen it like mm-hmm. when they first started doing it and mm-hmm. I was like, I want to touch things, but it's yeah. like, you don't know where you are and like the thing, like it's, and it's it looks
disorienting.
Real.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wonder how the overload of sensory overload of being fucked while you're seeing it, ooh. Because that's was, I mean, that to me sounds really hot.
I thought it would have been hot.
The other way I was just like, but what it's happening. Yeah. Cause it's so real life. Like it's kind of really crazy. And then you wind yourself, you wake up and then, or not wake up, you take
right,
it off.
You take it off.
And then you're in the bathroom.
Right.
You're like a totally different area.
I can't wait to try it. Asshole, fuck me.
Describe something that turns you on.
Ooh, when men sweat, like this whole clavicle, like chest area is like so hot. Like from the neck
you
down.
You like to lick it.
Yeah, I like to touch it, rub it, look at it. It's just pretty. I wish I could take pictures of every like man throat chest I've ever fucked and got sweaty.
Like I worked for that sweat.
Yeah, they're really doing it. You know, when they're sweating, I'm like,
I'm a very sensual person. I like to lick it.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
It's like I did it. You know,
it's
my sweat.
It's hot. And when they smell good too, like the guy that I'm like humping wears Prada black. So it's like the sweat mixed with that. And it's like
pheromones,
it's expensive
sweat.
It's like fancy sweat.
What is one of your secret sexual fantasies?
Secret sexual? I don't know if I have any secrets.
Have you done all your sexual fantasies in porn or in your real life?
I feel like, I would like to watch people fuck more. Like, not just like, oh, they're having a scene, but like, you know how they have like sex parties and things. Like, I just want
to
like
watch and just not do anything yeah, sexual
yeah,
and just watch. But what would you
watch.
Be getting off of that, like what would
watching.
You
watching them do them humping, like it's pretty hot to watch like really pretty bodies.
So it's like art.
Yeah, it's like art. And when it's not like a production, like with the lights and stuff, like with the low light in real life, it's really sexy just to see the bodies instead of like Gonzo where it's like close up, 4K 3D.
Yeah, I feel like with all the new like stuff now, it's like it's too personal. It's like
yeah.
too close.
Yeah, it's too close.
It's like I need some like dim light. I need a filter of
yeah.
sorts. You know, not even a filter, but it's like, you know,
right.
you know,
turn
like,
down the lights a little bit. Not off, just down a little bit, you know. Put some light incense and like have some baby oil or whatever,
you know. Are you a type of girl that when you have sex do you need to have music go in the background? Do you have a music sex playlist? Or are you just
I do like music in the background, but I'm also kind of silly. So if there's a good song, I might start singing it or like
you're
talking
break
about
out
it. Yeah,
or
I might be. I'd be like, "What did this person just say?"
What's one of those songs that would do that? Break you out of a sexual character?
It tends to be like rep because they'll be saying something about pussy, like, and you're like, "Wait, what?" As they're doing it to you,
you're like real rewind,
right? And you know, like, what was this song? This song, I forget who it's by, but it's like, when we fuck.
Oh, I think it's like,
I could be aggressive. I could be a savage.
Yes, I love that song.
So,
yes, I know
yeah,
exactly what you're talking about. But
it's
yes.
pretty sexy, but then I don't even recall what he said, but he said something that threw me off, and I was like, wait, what did he just say when he was, what does he say, you know? totally took me out of character. So sometimes it's better to have music off so I'm not thinking about the song, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, this is my shit, you know?
But it's like, also like a strip club moment.
Yeah, and you're like, just like.
Did you ever do the feature dancing thing?
No. Oh, I tried. I went at amateur night to like Sam's Hofbrew or whatever.
Oh, that's a special kind of club.
Yeah, that shit's lit. And I went there. I tried the pole just like for fun one night, and I was so exhausted after 10 seconds.
Was this before porn or after?
No, I was in porn. Mm-hmm. So I was disappointed that I was so tired. Like, I walked around the pole once and tried to like climb up it, and I was like, oh, and like crawled off the stage. I was like, never, I'm not doing this shit.
It's hard work. Those girls are working.
It's so hard.
Sam is such a unique club, because it's like, I've been on so many strip clubs over the world, like feature dance everywhere. But it's like, I always say it's like the one place. It's like, so like, there's like 30 girls on stage, and it's just like, it's a free for all. Like, it's just it crazy. Is. Not a free for all, but it's just like 30 bitches on stage.
It's a lot.
And it's definitely, it's a good time. I definitely had a lot of fun nights in there. It was fun. And like, yeah, it was a lot, Sam's. A lot of fun times.
I love Sam's. There was one time I was trying to throw money at this one specific girl. And like you said, there's a bunch of bitches on stage. And like, you know, I don't have a good arm, so it went like the wrong way. And I was like, no, and tried to go get my ones.
I would go on stage because I was like, I can't do it. Like, I'm like, so I would just throw it up.
Right. And then, yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. I have strip club, you know.
Etiquette.
Like, not etiquette. Just like, I've been in so many strip clubs for so many. That sounds so bad, but I danced for so long. And certain like club people that you've meet too, like you, they teach you how to throw money. To make it like, it's an art.
Right. I didn't learn. I just went in there.
Come hang out with me. But now strip clubs are different. I don't even really want to go in them because it's just like, you know, I stopped dancing. So it's like, you know, this last year was already my last year because I was doing the podcast stuff.
Right.
And yeah, but then after COVID, it's like, you don't really know what to really do. It's like,
yeah.
Do you hug?
Can
do you
not? Put ass do you whatever? In people's face,
like,
you know,
but then for me, it's like, I'm such a personable person. It's hard for me not to be myself without feeling safe. And so it's like, you know, it's like an injustice to my fans too. Cause it's like, I don't want to give you a half-ass experience.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I was lit. That's all I know. I was lit. Private.
You're welcome.
If you
missed
those
there.
Shows, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, but you can go to my OnlyFans.
Ew.
All right. Let's go to the next card.
Next card. Cha. These are fancy cards.
Ace of spades. All right, that's a naughty question. Ah. That's our favorite here at Private Talk.
Ew.
Oh. I know you're a naughty girl.
Yeah.
What's the naughtiest scene you've done? You're like, what is really naughty to you?
It's kind of hard. I feel like naughty scenes are like when I don't really kind of, oh, nope, I got it. Boom. Hey. I got it. Came in my head. My naughtiest scene, I think I had like a gangbang for Mason for Hard X. And my ex at the time was the photographer on set. And originally when we were together, he was like, oh, I love watching you fuck other people. It's so hot. But then, like, when we are in a fight, oh, it's so gross, you know? So I was like, ha, I have to go to work and you're the photographer and you're mad at me right now. Like, you know, when you're, like, breaking up. So I was like,
You're gonna put it on everybody in
about
this gangbang.
About to fuck the shit out of these guys. It was lit.
Hope you're taking those pictures.
Lit. He was so quiet and so like, he's already kind of like a quiet person, but he was like even more quiet. So it was like really.
So tell
like,
us about this gangbang. What happened in it?
I don't even recall. I just remember like
when
we were doing. It was really naughty when we were doing the pictures. I remember I was doing the most, and he was just like. Those guys are so gross and they're like all over you. And I was like, word.
He's telling you this while you're doing the pictures?
Before I did the pictures, he was like, those guys are so gross and they're about to be all over you. So
yeah,
I was like,
they
all
are.
Right.
Yes, they all are, right. Daddy.
They're so gross, but you didn't fuck me last night? Okay, let's go. So I go into like, oh, they're so gross. They're so gross, you know, and they're so gross. And I was doing the most just like.
Did you come during that scene?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you like a revenge fucker type of
yeah,
person? Like,
it's
you're gonna,
fun.
Like, have you fucked somebody's best friend?
Yeah, like definitely.
Girl, no questions asked.
Yeah. Not, it's been a long time since I did, like, that type of fucking. That was definitely, like, before porn days, like, in my, like, immature young lady days. I'm more, like, I don't know. I was going to say spiteful now, but that's rude.
But is it because you feel like so like sexually like kind of empowered because of who you've become being Anna Fox?
Definitely. I feel like I have superpowers with my sex. So like if you're like rude to me and I gave you like an amazing blowjob, I'm like, fuck you. Watch this. Fuck your friend. Give him a deep throat. Like you never had. Your friend's going to be speechless. What? Because you were a dick.
Has a friend ever told on himself? Have you ever gotten caught by fucking the friend? Or do you go back and tell them?
I've never gotten caught. I'm like, I'll let you know like when I feel like letting you know.
Like dropping the bomb when you see that little like
Thanksgiving jump. Dinner.
I love it. Very toxic. I love it. What do you think is your best sex skill?
My mouth.
No, so you're,
I think so.
And why? Are you a deep throat or spitter? Are you like, you know,
I feel like I give people like custom jobs to like their custom selves.
Custom jobs, I like that.
Yeah, custom jobs.
Custom jobs.
Yeah, custom jobs. Yeah, like I don't want to like say like this. I do this or that. Like it's just dicks are different, pussies are different. So I try to like make sure that I'm like aware of the difference and treat it differently. So I don't want to give everybody like the same blowjob. If I don't like you, you're gonna get blah blah blah. Rah, 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 you know the stupid like. Porno BJ.
Yeah.
But like if I really like you, you're gonna feel like it's like an R&B song.
Sensual massage. Sensual. Yeah.
It's so fun. I really like blowjobs and eating pussy. So fun to me.
Yeah. I'm like for me, I've always been like I'm a giver. I'm a receiver as well, but I like to like make people feel good and then it makes me wet naturally because it's just, you know, you give back to everybody.
I did a good job. Mm-hmm. Yoink.
Wah. Ace of Clubs. Clubbies. Kinky. Kinky. Do you like to be tied up?
Oh, yeah, I've been tied up lots of times.
Lots of times. What is your craziest bondage story?
Probably kink. My first time working for them, I was really excited about exploring, like, BDSM and getting, like, spanked and stuff. And I was like, you guys don't know. I have a black mom. Not gonna face me. I've been spanked before. But they gave me, like, I think her name was Claire. And she was so hot. Like, she tied me up and, like, had a weight on me. So I was, like, in the air and, like, a weight was weighing me down as I'm tied in the air.
So you're suspended in the air and there's a weight tying you down.
Yeah.
And you have your hands free?
No, everything's, like, bound. So I literally couldn't move. And she had, like, one of those juicy booties and she, you know, those yoga pants that are kind of see-through.
Juicy booties do it for you.
Yes. Juicy booties and see-through yoga pants. And she was so mean to me. I was like, oh my God, my mom would be proud.
Did that turn you on? Because
it did. It did because I was like shocked. I was like, oh, I'm not about to be. Go ahead, girl. Give me your worst. And she did. And I was like, oh. And then I just like her booty was so nice. And I just kept wanting to touch it and being bound. I was like, oh, my God. And that made me like want it so much. Yeah. It was so hot.
You can't have it. I want it. You can have it.
So hot. So hot. Like the guys can tie me up. Sure. Hot. But like a hot chick with a fat ass. I was like, oh, my God.
Do you feel like some of your most sexual peaks are with women?
50-50, like women unlock new doors because it's not just like dick, you know, like I know what to expect with dick. With a woman, it's like,
yeah,
it's I don't more know
like
what.
More feelings or like kind of like a, because I feel like women though, like when a woman really wants to, you know how to explore your own body. So you know what you would like for yourself. So it's like in that caring, nurturing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's very sensual. And then like when they turn it on to the kinky side, then you're like, oh shit, you know, we're lit.
Oh shit.
So it's like, there's levels to it. And like, you can go 0 to 100, you know, there's so many things you can do with girls where I feel like guys kind of like kind of do generally similar things, you know, like it's like soft or hard. Girls can do, they go for the feet, everything, hair,
you gotta
ears.
Be creative. We can't just be like, oh,
we don't have
stick
dicks.
It in you.
Get
you.
They go above and beyond.
So would you consider yourself an alpha in the bedroom or would you say that you're more sub?
I like to play the role of sub, but being the alpha before. So, like, I like dictating when and where the sex is going to happen, what I'm wearing, what we're doing. Like, we're fucking in the car. Like, I call the shots on when we're fucking and where, but you fuck me. I like to be fucked.
What's the dirtiest sentence you can think of?
This one sentence I really like is come on my dick. It's like my favorite. I'm like,
come on my dick.
Come on my
dick. Do you say that when you're wearing your strap on?
No. I tell my partner to tell me, like I tell like when somebody's fucking
me.
That's
what
like,
gets
me.
You over.
Yeah. Yes. Like you tell me to come on your dick. Come on my dick. Yes, I came on it.
Do you always announce when you're coming or do you secretly come?
Sometimes I don't even know that I'm coming. Like when you're having like a long thingy and you're like, it's intense. Like, I feel like girl orgasms are like a little different than guys. It's not so much like ha ha ha, you know, sometimes they are, but sometimes it kind of like just like roll for a minute. So it's like, I'm like
a rolling earthquake.
Yeah. Like I'm just like, like stupefied on the dick or whatever. And I can't really announce when I'm in it.
Do you sleep naked or clothed?
I sleep naked. Not to be sexy. It's just, feeling stuff under my skin. I like to feel less on my skin because it's distracting to me. So clothes, you know, like pants start like creating creases and shit or whatever. Thongs get in your ass. You got to pull them out. I just like take it off. Yeah, uncomfortable. Yeah. So just naked is more comfortable.
Who's one performer that you would want to work with that you have not?
Right. I fuck so many people. I'm like, who?
There's not a bucket list out there that you just like, either they weren't in the business anymore when you were there, or you like wanted to fuck. Or do you always fuck them all, Anna?
No.
Are you going around fucking everybody, Anna?
I have gone around fucked quite a lot of people.
It's all right. You're supposed to.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe Autumn Falls. She looks very juicy.
Juicy.
Yeah, she looks
moisturized. All about the booty.
Booty and boobies, and her lips are very juicy.
Where's the craziest place you've ever hooked up with somebody?
That public sex be hitting different, you know? Like, I feel like you can have sex, like, on a penthouse or whatever, but, like, outside is just, like, the craziest because you can go to jail.
Where's the craziest place outside? Have you done it?
One time I did it on top of a roof and got caught by a security guard on skates. And then one time
the security guard was on skates? Or
no, we were on skates.
How do you get caught by security when you're on skates? You just skate on out of there.
We could. I know. I don't know. I was kind of like.
What did he tell you? Get your dick out of here? Like, you're like, I'm coming on his dick.
We're like fucking and he comes up and we're like, oh. You know, like you just kind of stop and you're like, oh, I'm bad, sorry. We'll leave, our bad. And he's like, yeah. You know, we got the finger, like, rah, rah, rah.
You're like, you don't want to watch?
I wish they would. You know, you want to. Come help us.
You should have just started talking to him like that, and they'd be like, oh, maybe he would have liked it. You gotta change, change the narrative, you know, flip it around.
Oh, my God, the next like, time I'm fucking in public, I'm going to change the narrative. Yeah, give you some ideas. Yeah.
Ideas. All right, last card.
Last card.
Whoop. Ace of Diamonds.
The diamond.
Spicy. We're all a little spicy.
Spicy.
Have you ever used food during intimacy?
I always wanted to, but I mean, like I've sucked dick with like whipped cream and like yummy shit, like chocolate syrup and things like that. But I always wanted to put it on myself. But once I heard that it's not good for your vagina, I'm just like, nope, it's like a no.
Yeah. What have you thought or dreamed or thought about, fantasized about? What,
icicles, fruit. Snickers.
Have you done the grapefruit action? You need to try that on somebody for me.
Oh, I have not, but I will.
You should.
I really like grapefruits too, so I will.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
How did you not know about this?
Seen it. I just never like had, like, I always eat the grapefruit before the dick comes
greedy,
over.
Greedy, Anna. You gotta get multiple grapefruits.
I know. That's so smart.
What about cucumbers? Have you ever fucked yourself with a cucumber?
No. Honestly, like, insert. I'm not a fan of dildos. Like, I put them inside of me for porn and whatever. But I like the
more
outside.
Clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, I would hump a clit. I would hump like a squash or something.
Give me a pumpkin. I'm gonna hump the shit
I'll hump
out of
that
it.
That pumpkin.
What's the craziest thing you've humped?
Doorknob.
What? How do you hump a doorknob? How do you get your pussy up to a doorknob?
That was what it was. I was in the bathroom and I was like, this doorknob. It's peculiarly the same height as my vagina.
So you just smashed it on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just. I mean, I humped pillows for
it
sure.
Pillows. It probably looked like somebody was trying to get in the door the whole
time. Doorknobs, that's another. That's next level. I like it.
Yeah, it was random.
Definitely shower heads.
Shower heads, yeah. Jacuzzi jets.
Those are fun. Mm-hmm. Be like, shh, don't talk to anybody. Shh. No, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
You look like you're drowning in the jacuzzi.
Hey, I can swim, I promise.
I'm doing fine.
When's the last time you've had sex in the car?
What day is it? It was like
a... Well, last like week was Saturday. I think that I took my...
no, it was like a
ride.
It was like a month ago. And it's funny, this person that I fucked in the car... this person particularly, every time they've had a new vehicle, we have fucked in their new vehicle. So like every the first time they had sex in the car, like I was like, hi.
So it's like christening.
Yeah, I've christened their cars.
I like it. Leave your mark.
Yes, and I did. I was like,
you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, you're welcome, Private Talk. I hope you've enjoyed this episode with Miss Anna Fox. Please let us know your social media so we can support, follow, and
yay, all that jazz.
All that fun stuff.
Follow me on Twitter at ANAFOXXX and Instagram, it's FOXY_LOCKSY.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. Yes. It was nice catching up with you.
Nice.
And until next time, Private Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.